11th paper. That's advertainment. Page 45.
The singer on a hit music video whips out a brand name phone. The stars of a popular TV show drink a certain brand of soft drink. The hero in a movie faithfully stays at a particular chain of hotels and flies only on a certain airline. None of this is accidental, to be sure. Looking for new ways to get their message across to consumers, companies work hard to ensure that their products receive prominent placement on the screen. Welcome to advertainment, a cross between advertising and entertainment. In a way, there is nothing new about the phenomenon. With the emergence of television in the 1950s, TV shows were often named after the companies that sponsored them. It was believed that viewers would be more likely to buy a product if they associated it with a show they liked. But as production costs rose and companies could no longer afford to sponsor the shows, they began advertising their products in TV commercials instead. Today, advertisers face new challenges. Digital devices have given consumers increasing control over what they watch, enabling them to record their favorite shows and skip over the commercials entirely. As a result, advertisers have come up with a new way to promote their brands. They have begun paying producers to make their products an integral part of the show's plot, a practice known as integrated marketing. In one episode of a popular TV show, for example, the stars vow to drink nothing but a certain brand of soft drink during a long trip. An entire episode of another show features a brand name tablet computer. We want to blur the lines between commercial breaks and the entertainment content, says Dario Spina, a marketing manager for several TV channels. And with good reason. When a product is part of the story, viewers see it used by characters they identify with. Some reality TV shows contain as much as 35 minutes of brand integrations per hour. The aim is for viewers to internalize the image and buy the product without realizing its connection to the show. This is exactly why Corey Wright of the consumer organization Free Press is worried. Typically, when people view a commercial, they employ a veil of skepticism, he explains. But integrated marketing tends to shape viewers' preferences even when the viewer isn't aware they've seen a commercial. Jordan Yospi, a lawyer who works with producers on product integration, disagrees. He points out that brand name products add authenticity to the story. I'd rather see a can of Coke or a can of Pepsi, he says, than a generic soda can, which pulls people out of the story. Wright, however, isn't convinced that brands are featured out of artistic concerns. 9 times out of 10, he says, they're trying to sell you something.